the top secret documents to the office. Sometimes it seems like you don't even know I'm around.
Oh, it's just that I'm preoccupied with my duties. I just want to make good here, that's all.
You're very ambitious, aren't you?
Yeah. I want to be the best reproduction section chief they've ever had.
But you are. Everyone says you're doing much better than expected.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Well, gentlemen, our Mr. Freeman. He'll conduct your tour. Senator Barton, Senator Chambers, Senator Wilson.
Freeman? How do you do?
Right this way, gentlemen.
General, I'm delighted. A member of your personal staff already. Now, that's integration in action.
You know, that's not a bad idea. Put him on my personal staff. If he doesn't bungle this tour, we'll keep him up here.
Yes, sir. We can put him out in reception. All our visitors could see we're integrated.
Not coming back to Washington anymore, Dan. I'm getting married.
The doctor or a lawyer?
The doctor.
He seems like a nice cat.
Sorry, but I'm not getting any younger.
And I'm not in your bag, right? I always knew it had to happen someday. It's all right, baby. Baby. Joy, let's say goodbye right.
Dan, I am certainly pleased with the way you fitted into the agency. How long have you been with us now?
A bit more than 5 years, sir.
And you've done well. You're a credit to your race.
Thank you, sir.
Hard work, Dan. No shortcuts. Other minorities pull themselves up by the bootstraps.
Yes, sir.
You're a perfect example, Dan. Fine, natural athlete. Well, no denying your people are great in sports.
Well, thank you, sir, but we still have a long way to go.
Right. There's still a cultural gap to be closed. It's a question of evolution. Of course, it'll take generations. In the meantime, you people must earn respect by serving the country. Freeman, you people must serve.
General, I want to serve.
I don't understand.
Your comments last Friday afternoon convinced me I can make a real contribution.
So I'm going back to Chicago and work with my people and show them the way.
Now, don't be hasty, Freeman. Perhaps you should think this thing over. After all, you do set an example for your people to follow.
Well, I realize that, General, and I have thought about it. But I've decided to take this position with the Social Service Foundation and help my people help themselves. Use what I've learned here.
Well, we'll be sorry to see you go, Dan. Take all the time you need to phase out here. Be sure to let us know how things are going in Chicago.
All right, sir, I will.
Carstairs, bring in Freeman's file. Freeman.
Freeman's leaving us for a do-gooder outfit in Chicago.
More money?
What else? Check out this foundation he used to work for. Saturation and depth security check.
And Freeman?
He's safe enough. A routine surveillance if the foundation is clean. Phone tap, random and regular checks on his activities and associates.
I'll tell Alex the Chicago office today.
Dan, we really got our work cut out for us. From the fairest young dudes in Chicago, if not the country, operating right here in our territory, the King Cobras.
I used to be a cop.
You?
Yeah. They used to call me Turk. That gang goes back about 30 years. Listen, do they still hang out down at that, what is it, Pete?
Yeah, you can find them there any night. Except now they own the place.
Hello, Miss Duggan.
Hey, Mr. Freeman, hi. Why don't you join me?
Good. Listen, that looks good.
It is delicious. You ever try some? Mm-hmm.
Miss Duggan, how's your son Shorty doing?
Oh, Shorty's doing just fine. He got a job now, making good money. In fact, he just bought me a color television set.
Well, I hear that he's not only running numbers, pushing drugs. Hey, he's hooked.
No, he ain't no real junkie. Sure, he shoots up now and then. But I don't think he got no more than about a $20 or $30 a week habit. And that ain't no habit.
Well, did you ever think that he could end up in jail?
Not unless somebody turned the heat on in the precinct. And then I can't hardly see why they'd be after Shorty, because he ain't into it that much.
Shorty ever think about finishing at least high school?
No. He don't want no parts of school. You know how them teachers are.
Well, without an education, what's he going to do?
Mr. Freeman, you know. Ain't nothing out there for us. But right out there in those streets where Shorty is.
How you doing, Shorty?
Hey, Ted.
I just saw your mother inside the restaurant.
Yeah, I just saw him on the way down to lay some bread on.
Shorty, the word is on Vine to turn. You're not making your pay off to the cops.
That's the rumor, Ted.
You mind if I give you a little advice?
No, go ahead.
Why don't you just quit dealing altogether?
Oh, man, you know I can't do that, Ted. It's the violence.
You ever stop to think what would happen in these streets if we cut off the flow of drugs altogether? White folks control your neighborhood through drugs and you dealing.
So what you gonna do now? Give me a sermon?
Daniel! No. No sermon, Shirley. I just thought I'd ask.
Talk to you.
No talk. Social worker. You better split.
You know who I am?
Yeah, Flunky. We know who you are.
Let's go out in the alley. This won't take long.
You don't want to go out there, Ben. That's the way you want to go. Right now.
Yeah.
time. Social worker. We have us a piece, too.
Shut up! And listen. The big time badass cobras. Popping away at the pigs from the rooftops done riots last summer. Oh, yeah. I know what you was into. With 22 rifles and pistols, did about as much damage as a mosquito to an elephant's ass. What'd you expect to hit from that range with those weapons at night? You might as well have thrown the damn pieces at the pigs. You really want to mess with Whitey? Well, I can show you how. I can show you how. You twist the wires to make contact. Throw the switch.
Come on with it. Come on with it. Bring it on here. Easy. Easy now. Take your time. Slowly, baby. Touch it off. Yeah. All right. I'll operate the ignition by remote control. Thank you. Get out of here.
That's it. Elbow up. The other elbow underneath the piece. That's it. Parallel. That's it. That's it. Chemistry class, man, anybody can make explosives like this.
Okay, Willie, you go order some plastic and detonators from Marshall Fields. Everything on this table can be obtained easily from a drugstore or hardware store or medical supply house. If we can get sophisticated equipment, we'll use it, but we don't rely on it. We live off the land. We match technology with spontaneity and improvisation. Men against machines, brains against computers. Now, if you don't think it can work, you check out Algeria, Kenya, Korea, and Iran. Can you dig it?
I understand that. That's cool.
You find out in the country how difficult range estimation is. But in the city, the problem's simplified. A city block is 250 yards north to south, 150 yards east to west. And the lampposts are a standard 30 yards.
So we got reference points all over.
Right. And since the buildings act as a funnel for the wind, you can fire on zero windage. Now, run it down to the sniper teams, and I'll be in my pad all night if you need me.
Cool, Dave.
Okay.
How's the new job coming along?
It's, all right.
All right. The word's out in the grapevine how much money you're making.
Well, nothing's changed about the gig except the bread.
But I used to know you when you thought making money was obscene. Making a contribution was your thing.
Well, there's no reason why I can't do both.
That's what I used to try to tell you, but you wouldn't listen. Since the war on poverty, all the social workers are making money.
Everyone except poor.
Now, that's the old Dan. But you have changed. Maybe I should have waited.
Well, too late to talk about that now. You already have a husband.
Yeah. After a fashion. He goes his way, and I go mine. By the way, Dawson's back from California.
Dawson? How are you doing?
Okay.
This is Peter Dawson. Anena, serve
you. Are you?
I came down to see you. And we're going over here again. Can you get over with us someday? Well, if you can, okay? Come on, girls.
Right. Hey, sir.
How come you always offer to pay me like the 50 you owe me when we're about to be stuck up?
Because I'm good to you. Trust me. Hey, listen.
Hey, if any, Okay.
What are you in?
Cognac.
So how you been, Danny?
Okay.
Joy tells me that you were in California?
Yeah, I conducted a 15-week seminar on inner-city riot control.
What's that?
Well, it has to do with the Chicago Police Department's approach to street gangs.
And they sent you?
Oh, better. 5-year warlord of the Apaches.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I'll tell you, this is an ex-hoodlum turn cop. Here's to old friends rediscovered.
And the new ones.
Tell me about this new job. Next stage of your training program is to learn how to steal. Yes, sir. I know you're all experts in stealing from your black brothers and sisters. Now you will learn how to steal from the enemy. Remember, a black man with a mop, tray, or broom in his hand can go damn near anywhere in this country. And a smiling black man is invisible. The president of Chicago Edison's collective pipes. Stud, you will rip off the president's pipes while he is in his office. Talk to you, Willie. The brothers tell me you're right.
Yeah?
Good. We need a propagandist. So you're the Minister of Information. I want you to set up a group and use whoever you want.
Okay. What you want, like some posters, music, poetry?
Anything. Just as long as you talk to the people in the language that they understand.
Well, I know about six of the cats I can use. You know, it's a lot of waste of talent, the Cobras.
Good, let's use it. And give me an outline in 2 weeks?
Mm. 1 week, man. I ain't no problem.
Beautiful. I understand you're still registered at the university.
Well, you know I gotta take a few courses each semester, man. Keep that bread coming from home.
You ever intend to get a degree?
And now what do I need with a status symbol?
That's all it is to you.
For a black man in this country? I mean, now what else is it?
You know how my grandmother learned to read?
No, huh?
Along with me. You remember those reading premises?
Dick and Jane? Yeah.
When I first got into those books, my grandmother used to wait for me to come home from school so she could help me with my reading. And she would follow the whole thing, line for line. And one day, I don't know why, I just read a line wrong. And I realized she couldn't read. And I went into the bathroom and I locked the door. And I cried. And every day after that, I ran home so that my grandmother could help me read. And man, the first time I saw her really read, get your education, boy, she used to say. Because that's the only thing the white man can't take away from you. And she was right.
You know, I can't figure you, man.
What's the figure?
I mean, what are you in this for? You want power, you want revenge, you know? What is it?
It's simple, Willie. I just want to be free. How about you?
So do I. And I hate white folks.
Hate white folks? This is not about hate white folks. It's about loving freedom enough to die or kill for it if necessary. Now you're gonna need more than hate to sustain you when this thing begins. Now if you feel that way, you're no good to us. And you're no good to yourself. You ever kill a man, Willie?
No.
I have, in Korea. And when you spill a man's guts in the gutter, you see how fast hate disappears, unless you like killing, and I don't think you will. Now, some of the Cobras will. Stud will.
Why Stud?
Because he's a killer. He doesn't know it yet, but he is. I have another job for you, Willie.
What's that?
We need money. So I have a bank job case. The only thing about it is I can't have the job connected with the Cobras.
How are you gonna do that?
We use Red Beans, Benny Rooster, Paul Monte, JT, Johnny, and Tom. And you lead the team.
All the yellow niggas, right? Look, man, I am tired of that. I am not passing. I am black. Do you hear me, man? Do you understand? I am black. I'm a nigga. You understand me? I was born black. I live black. And I'm gonna die probably because I'm black. Because some cracker that knows I'm black better than you, nigga, is probably gonna put a bullet in the back of my head.
Stick up. Get your hands up. Move. Get on the wall. Ooh. Get on the wall.
Get up.
Now, move. Put your hands up. Hands up.
Ah!
staff men after a daring daylight robbery today of a Southwest Chicago bank. Bank authorities estimate the theft to be in excess of $300,000. The men have been described by eyewitnesses as six Caucasian males between the age of 20 to 30. Police warn that these men are armed and dangerous.
We can't leave motherfuckers behind.
Recruitment and training group ready?
Had their final exams last week.
Transportation set?
They make two moves before they reach their final destination. Check for tails along the way. Pick up instructions as they go along.
Logistics?
There'll be $500 in new identification papers waiting for them when they reach the other end. After that, they live off the street.
And when they get there?
Locate and identify a gang like the Cobras. Set up training, a chain of command, organization, and a very tight discipline.
And?
No junk.
Good. I want the men assigned to Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, New Orleans, and Los Angeles to move out within 10 days.
Man, they got some bad brothers in New Orleans.
You got that right. And stagger the rest of them over the next month. There'll be monthly reports until they make contact and weekly reports after that. Now, if they get busted in the street hassle, they recruit in prison and we replace them. Any questions?
Go, Malcolm.
Go to the basket.
Hey.
Hey, man. I just got off duty, so I just stopped by this.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, Joy.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Okay.
How's the family?
Oh, just fine. Just
good,
fine.
Good.
Hey, freebie. I think my oldest boy's gonna be an athlete.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, man. You remember that move I used to make coming off the baseline?
Yeah.
Well, he's got it, man. He's got it. The head, the shoulder fake, and everything. Man, I didn't teach him that move. You know, I went to the game the other day, and there it was. Reminded me of myself 20 years ago.
I'd like to see that. Next time you go to the game, take me along.
That's a bet.
Okay.
How's Arlene?
Just fine. She's back in school at nights, and she got a master's last year. Now she's going for a PhD.
Any chance of you two getting back together again?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not easy being the wife of a cop.
Say, hey, Jug's in town. How about us catching a set?
The three of us? Like old times?
Kay, I'm sorry, but I have really got to go home.
Oh, boo.
Listen, we'll make it early next week, okay?
Okay. Can't cut it loose, can you?
No. And she knows me too.
Hey. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
For me?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, let me get this coat on. We go down and maybe we catch two sets.
Okay. Then we have a nightcap and a late dinner at the Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've cut out all this fooling around and go see these two chicks that I came over to tell you about before I found out the Joy was here.
Ah, yes. Splendid. What happens in an underground organization when the first and second in command are either killed or captured? Daddy?
Each man is trained to handle positions three steps ahead of him in grade. The operations officer moves up and takes command, and everyone else moves up two grades.
Good. Now, we're almost ready.
We ain't no junkies.
From now on, everybody gonna think you are. You put needle marks in your arms and you keep them fresh. And no pig is gonna bust you for the things that we'll be doing as long as you got those tracks.
All right. Yeah. It's really hip, yeah. Man. During the daytime, we be nodding. Nighttime, we get out there and do it.
We are gonna get our own. Yeah. Stop begging for crumbs.
How?
What we got now is a colony. But what we want to create is a new nation. In order to do that, we got to pay a different kind of dues. Freedom dues.
Right on.
Now, according to Mr. Charlie, we have never paid any dues. You dig those plantation movies on television?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No chains, no whips.
Yeah.
Bunch of happy darkies. Just waiting on Master Charlie and his family and digging it.
Like it's fun. Like it's fun.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. It's Colonel Beauregard come home from the war.
My faithful retainer, George. The war is over. And we lost. You're not a slave anymore, George. You're free.
Free, Master? Is that bad, Master? I go on a die?
You're free, George. You can leave the plantation.
I'll stay with you.
But I can't pay you, George. The carpetbaggers mortgage the plantation.
Oh, don't let that worry you none. Well, I wouldn't know what to do with no money. And don't let that mortuary thing worry you either. Everything's gonna be all right.
Bless you, George. George, sit down, George.
Master.
You have just played out the American dream.
Yeah.
And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare.
Thank you.
duty, lady. Can't you read? Take the next one.
Now, let's see what we got.
Oh, wow, man, what a rip-off.
You know this is gonna make the headlines.
No, it won't hit the papers at all. Might give some other people ideas, but this place will be swarming with CIA and FBI.
We go underground?
No. They'll be looking for everybody except us. You see, this took brains and guts, which we don't have. Right?
Hey.
Move it out.
Some of the boys is 1A for the draft, man. Now, what are we gonna do if they get called? Go underground?
Yeah. If they can beat it, they should. But we recruit every non-vet we can get. Right now, I'm trying to recruit Dawson as a double agent.
Turk, you really think we can win?
In guerrilla warfare, the winning is in not losing. When you sleep on the floor, you can't fall out of bed.
Then what we trying to do, man?
Fight Whitey to a standstill. Force him to make a choice between the two things which he seems to dig most of all. There is no way that the United States can police the world and keep us on our ass, too, unless we cooperate. When we revolt, we reduce it to a simple choice. Whitey finds out he can't make either.
Cobras is ready. What about the other brothers and sisters out there on the streets?
Their choice is when we start. If they don't follow our program and turn us into the cops, we lose in a week. But if they support us,
yeah,
then it's hit and run, harass and hound, and we can paralyze this country.
Yeah, right. Training has started already in 9 cities. 5 groups is combat ready. Plus us.
Right. And by next summer, we should be able to hit the 10 largest urban complexes in the United States.
She.
Nothing moves till I hear the word, right?
Right.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Cop shot a kid. looks like it could be trouble.
Don't get involved.
Gotta go. Don't worry about it. How things look?
Not good. You're blowing your time.
Anything we can do to help?
Just what you've been doing. Talk to the kids, tell them to cool it. They'll listen to you at Pearl.
In fact, what about the kids?
Everybody's pretty uptight, dude.
Hey, look, Burke, go down to the drugstore, call up the office, tell the night girl to round up all of the street workers and get them down here quick. And then join me, all right?
You got it, Dan.
What else to do? Okay.
Hold on.
Let me go, man! Let me go!
Wait a minute. Listen to me, man. What is this going to do, man? You got a wife who's worried about you? You're getting a job, and if you get busted, you're going to lose it. You want a few people around here with a job to lose.
Man, this has got to stop sometime or somewhere. We ain't animals!
Come on, y'all just break it on up. Break it on up. Break it on up.
All right, now, come on. Let's start moving it out of here.
Come on, just go home. Come on. Go on home.
Looks
like it's cooling now.
Yeah, I think you're right. I should be able to pull my men out in another hour.
I'm telling you to get them out. I'm in charge. You know how these people feel about dogs. And I got them on it.
Just move them. Or I'll kill them. To move back as soon as I can pull all my men out.
Oh, man, it was gonna be all right.
Okay, let's pull it back. Hold it.
When we hit Turk?
The boys ready?
Been ready.
Emma.
Mellow.
Primary and secondary targets.
Check them twice a day.
Weapons.
Oil and ready. Everything ready.
We have to wait.
I mean, what for?
Start, who is the man?
Well, you're the man.
And if they get me?
Do daddy.
And?
Me, Pretty Willie, and so on down the line.
So?
We go when you say go.
Yeah. I'll check you tonight.
Right.
Since you've been in bed?
Not since the riot started.
That was 3 nights ago, man.
Yeah, I know. Catnap when I can.
When did the National Guard come in?
Late last night. All white.
I noticed.
Yeah, the people didn't dig it when they woke up this morning and found the troops were here.
What do you think they'll do?
I can't see them trying to fight the army.
They didn't mind fighting police.
Yeah. I've never seen him like that.
Maybe that badge has put distance between you and them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot. The pigs over here and the people over there. And never the twain shall meet, huh? Hey, man, I grew up down here, too. And I know these people. Now, there were some good people out there in the streets the last few nights. Not just hoodlums, like they say in the newspapers.
In a scene like this, anybody can get involved.
But that's only going to make it worse. We have to maintain law and order, or we might as well be back in the jungles.
Dawes, the ghetto is a jungle, always has been. Understand? You cannot cage people like animals and not expect them to fight back someday. It has always been an army occupation here, with police badges and uniforms. Huh? You and me, a cop and a social worker, we are keepers of this goddamn zoo.
The streets have to be safe.
Safe for who? You're here to protect property, not lives.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? You worked hard to get what you got, didn't you? And you want to keep it just like I do?
Bullshit! Listen, you think because you got a badge and I got a couple of degrees, that makes a difference? Do you know what white folks call people like you and me in private? Niggas, dogs. Niggas.
Hey, hey, hey. Haven't heard you talk like that since we were in college.
Well, I'm sorry, man. Maybe the last 3 nights been a little bit much. I got a board meeting. I gotta go reassure the white folks. Let's go get something to eat, okay?
Okay.
Too, baby. This is Uncle Tom, commanding chief of your black freedom fighters in North America, bringing you the latest news from your fighting black underground. Hang on, brothers and sisters. Liberation is near. In just a few minutes, at precisely 3 o'clock, we will demolish the lavish offices of the mayor of White Chicago. Cause we don't have a mayor, even if they do count our votes several times to elect him every 4 years. Remember, brothers, in spite of the lies about an assassination attempt on the mayor, which will appear in the white press, that this time we blew the mayor's office at night when he was at home to announce the beginning of our war of liberation. I dedicate this program to the National Guard, But we're fresh out of hillbilly music. And according to the press and television, God spends all his time playing basketball with the kids and helping old ladies cross the street. But we know better, don't we? We know about that 14-year-old girl the trigger-happy guardsman shot last night, and the people they beat up, and the black businesses they destroyed, don't we? It's almost time. 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. And the mayor's office is now air-conditioned, courtesy of the Black Freedom Fighters of Chicago. And the message is this. Pigs and the National Guard have to go immediately, if not sooner. If they have left by midnight Sunday, we will kick them out. Whitey, go home. We don't want you in our neighborhood either. And we will control our nation.
We will leave when things are back to normal. With them at the bottom and us at the top.
Colonel Evans, would you care to comment on charges of brutality by the guard?
If they obeyed the law, we wouldn't be here. They'll get what they ask for. But there has been no brutality by the guard.
Colonel, what about the threats by the freedom fighters that kicked the guard out of the neighborhood?
They said midnight tonight. It is now 12:30, which tells us exactly what we think of their threats. It's also time to put an end to this conference. I have a report to work on. Good night and thank you, gentlemen and ladies.
You just killed your last white man.
He die. My people attack.
You don't scare me none, you snaky Indian.
Fuck, 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 f
Ben, how are you? I just met the most marvelous bunch of niggers. The most marvelous bunch of...
You get him?
Shit.